got that axe?
Careful, guys.
That's the sound from the streets of Joplin, Missouri over the past few days. Fire officials there say 1,500 people are still missing. After Sunday's tornado, more than 120 were killed. The storm left 6 miles of roads, buildings, and homes flattened by 200-mile-per-hour winds, and the municipality is taking a hard economic hit. It could cost anywhere from $1 billion to $3 billion in insured losses. That is a staggering amount of money for a city that has fewer than 50,000 residents. Joining us this morning, Rob O'Brien, president of the Chamber of Commerce for Joplin and the economic developer for the city. Rob, I mean, seeing the video footage of Joplin where you walk down the street and there's literally only debris left for block after block, for you, this must be an unbelievable challenge.
Celeste, it certainly is a challenge for the community. Devastation through the corridor of the tornado, it really is truly hard to believe. And you touched on that when you said block after block of debris. It is really one of those instances where it's difficult even to know exactly where you are, because we're so attuned to seeing landmarks, to seeing street signs, things that are familiar, and it really is just a wasteland in some of the areas.
Well, Rob O'Brien, president of the Chamber of Commerce for Joplin, tell me what you're seeing as you walk down the streets of your city, and how you think that compares with this $3 billion price tag that many people are tossing around.
Well, certainly the price tag is not out of the question, and I know in a few minutes you'll hear from another one of our people here, Rod Pace, at St. John's. The corridor of the storm started on the southwest side of the city where St. John's is located, one of our two major hospitals, and took a terrific hit there, and then just continued right straight east through the city. A substantial number of residential areas. It really is hard to fathom the devastation until you see it. And certainly, even the videos and the pictures that the people nationwide and even around the world are seeing do not do justice to what really happened in the path of that storm.
That's Rob O'Brien, president of the Chamber of Commerce for Joplin, economic developer for the city. Thank you very much, Rob. As you heard him mention, also with us this morning, Rod Pace, manager of the medical helicopter service at St. John's Medical Center. Rod, good morning, first of all.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm wondering if you would recount for us your story of when the tornado hit the hospital and you were hanging on to the doors. What happened?
Well, I had actually been in the office that Sunday afternoon doing some payroll, and I was taking care of some Monday morning things because my calendar for Monday was going to be busy anyway. And I went to leave and had actually ridden my motorcycle in that day. And about the time I'm ready to leave, it started to rain. So instead of just going out to ride home in the rain, turned around and we went back in, and I visited with the day shift pilot, and the night shift pilot had just came in because they were getting ready for their shift change. And I asked about the weather. We had known, we were listening to the weather reports, and we were watching all the weather moving across the southeast Kansas corridor, and everything was forecasted to be coming through the north end of the Joplin area.
So you didn't know it was actually going to hit that area. And then the storm hit the hospital, and what happened to you?
I was standing at the back doors, and we were watching the weather, which is common for us. And really, I was just waiting on it to stop raining so I could leave and get on with the rest of my day. And, you know, we noticed the change in the weather. We noticed the change in the winds. And those doors are magnetically locked, so they have to be released. And it's not uncommon for me to be standing that close and or even leaning on the door, which I was. And the winds changed, and we saw the water wall come, and I saw the swirl, and those doors just whipped open, and I went out with the door and basically came right back in with the door. And got up out of the hallway, and then we went into the back into the crew room quarters, and we closed the door and secured the door, and basically leaned against the door, almost in an effort to keep the door closed. And then you hear the explosion of, you know, and I'm sure it was the wall of windows that we heard.
Thank goodness you weren't standing near to them. We're just speaking with Rod Pace, the manager of the medical helicopter service at St. John's Medical Center. And Rod, a lot of people have seen that really striking photograph of the devastated hospital with the crashed helicopter in the foreground, which I assume was one of the helicopters you fly. Can you give us kind of the status of some of the patients from St. John's?
As far as I know, all of the patients that were at St. John's, I mean, the entire facility was evacuated following the emergency plan, you know, in less than 2 hours after that, after the tornado struck the facility. As for the status of those patients, now I honestly don't know.
But what about the status of the workers? As it turns out, everyone may not be employed at the hospital once this is all done and over.
And again, I honestly don't know about that either. I know that there are actually meetings scheduled for today. There's a press conference at 9, I believe, 9 our time. And then there are director and manager meetings that follow that. So, and with the work that I have done since that time, I really haven't been involved in those pieces and parts yet. I mean, we've still been, our focuses have been on the primary and the secondary stuff to this point. I just haven't made it that far in any of the meetings or things that I've been in.
Well, we have about a minute left here. Rod Pace of St. John's Medical Center. What have you been doing since the tornado struck, since it then exited? What have you been doing with each day?
Well, our focus has been, or my focus and the flight program's focus has been to support the different efforts that St. John's has going on, you know, in the care areas that they've established. And then we've had a major focus on returning the flight program to service. We have another aircraft that arrived in town yesterday. We've set up temporary quarters at the Joplin Regional Airport, and, you know, obtaining supplies and stock and new radio systems for us to operate.
Well, good luck as you move forward. Rod Pace, manager of the medical helicopter service at St. John's Medical Center down there in Joplin, Missouri. Thank you, Rod.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.